St. Peter declared, "You are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own, so that you may announce the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." My brothers and sisters, because of our baptism, we have become a new creation, a child of God, a member of the church. And so each of us is called to share in the priesthood of Christ. And we are called then to take our part in continuing his mission. This is why St. Peter says that the church is a body of living stones. Christ is the cornerstone, sometimes called the keystone, but together, living stones build up the church. So we hear in Acts of the Apostles different vocations. So while we're all disciples because of baptism, we do have those special vocations. So we have the apostles, the first bishops, the first priests. And they would hand on that authority that our Lord gave to them. Just as a coincidence, this is the feast day of St. Matthias, who had been chosen to replace Judas. So we see that handing on of the apostolic authority. We hear in Acts of the Apostles today how they ordained deacons, these individuals to serve the welfare needs of the church. And we could go on. Last week, you may remember, Father Farrell and I addressed this subject of religious vocations. But today, we also think about other vocations, vocations to a married life, perhaps, vocations to parenthood. These are all God-given callings. But today's Mother's Day. So you fathers get to wait till June, but today we look at the vocation of motherhood. Pope St. John Paul II taught, "Motherhood is a woman's vocation. It is an eternal vocation and also a contemporary vocation. Mary is the mother who understands everything and embraces each of us with her heart. The world today is hungry and thirsty for that same motherhood, which is a woman's vocation physically and spiritually as it is Mary's." So we look today at this special vocation of motherhood. We look to the example of our Blessed Mother, but we can also look at it from the teaching of our Lord, because the mother has to show Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. So for you all who are called to be moms, you first of all have to have that life of grace. Mary did. The Archangel Gabriel, remember, recognized her as full of grace. To have such a life means taking time to pray. How important that is in our world. Each day, you moms need to pause to pray, looking to that example of our Blessed Mother, and ask for the grace to be a holy woman, to overcome those weaknesses that we all have, to be strong against the temptations that all of us have. Each day, you pray for the grace to be a holy spouse. Think about your husband. Pray for him. Pray for your marriage. Ask yourself, do I treat my husband, do I respect him, as Mary did Saint Joseph? Yes, according to Scripture, the husband, the father, is the spiritual head of a family, but the wife, the mom, is the heart of the home. So different vocations. Pray for him. Think, too, of praying each day for your children by name. Each child is different. You know that. Each child has different needs. And ask, am I meeting these needs? In all, the Holy Spirit will enlighten you and inspire you to live your vocation as that faithful woman disciple, faithful spouse, faithful mom. That prayer life, though, then needs to overflow into the home. So as a mom, you need to be the one who makes sure your children know their prayers. Pray with them. The breadtime prayers, the grace at meals. Make sure they go to church on Sunday. Pope St. John Paul II always said, "The family that prays together stays together." How true that is. I think in my own life, how my mom taught me my prayers. She knelt down when I was little at nighttime to pray. She made sure we went to Sunday Mass, even when we were on vacation. Always that witness of a prayerful life with the Lord. Then, too, moms are the ones who have to teach the truth to their children. This is so important because it's one thing for me to teach the truth. It's one thing for a religious education program or a Catholic school to teach the truth of faith to children. But when a mom does it, it's with a very special love. This is what will encourage children to believe. If mom is teaching the faith, be it the Ten Commandments or the prayers, preparing kids for sacraments, that child knows that love of the mother, and that truth of faith is going to take root. I think again of how my mom taught me the faith, taught me my prayers, helped me prepare for First Communion. As I became older, of course, she taught us about moral issues. And at times I remember my mom saying, "This is a sin," or "This is how we live as Catholics." Good advice. Even to this day, I'm 60, mom's 91, she still gives me advice. And she says, "You ought to tell that bishop." "Okay, mom, I'll tell the bishop." So, anyway, that's the role of a mom. Always teaching the truth. And then she shows the way. Moms have that special, motherly, nurturing love. They give of themselves. This is what Mary did, too. She said, "I'm the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word." She gave of herself. Here we think of how Mary then really made Jesus known to others by presenting him, how she interceded, seeing the needs like the couple at the wedding feast of Cana, that self-giving love. Think of how, just as a mother and a wife, she made that home of Nazareth for Saint Joseph and little Jesus a real home. So mothers always see the love behind your service. Think of all the things that you do, and always don't let the devil tempt and say, "Oh, well, that's a menial task. That's below me." See the tasks always with love. Tasks of sacrifice that help build sanctification of one's soul. I think of all the things that my mom did, as far as preparing meals, taking care of us, and so on. I also remember the sacrifices, the times that she did without so that we could have. That's a sacrificial love. Teach your children such love, the love of service. In a technology world, we could become so isolated, so focused on ourselves. Have your children participate, whether it's in chores or service in the neighborhood, service especially to the elderly grandparents. This teaches children that vision of Christ's love that is self-giving. Put it all together. When a mom really teaches a child that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life in these ways, then that child will be able to have that untroubled heart that our Lord speaks of because of faith. Our Lord, remember, went to the cross. Just the day after, he said these words in the gospel. Who stood there? Our Blessed Mother. Yes, one can imagine how her heart was breaking because that was her child. In faith, though, she knew that's the sacrifice to forgive our sins, and she had the hope of the resurrection. But think of the love, too, when so many said Jesus was a criminal, unjustly condemned. Jesus was an impostor, unjustly insulted, and so on. But she stood there with that love, that faithful, self-giving love. When a mother can really give to her child that love that is Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, that child can have that heart of faith that will be steadfast throughout life. I think again of how my mother showed so much love. So I'm very grateful for the mother that I have. Not a saint, not perfect, but a wonderful mother Hopefully you all had the same. But even if not, because maybe mom died when you were younger, take Mary as your mother. Or maybe mom wasn't the best mother she could have been. Take Mary as your mother. Many of the saints did because of those reasons. So we do have a beautiful vocation that we honor today, that vocation of motherhood that's been shown to us so beautifully through our Blessed Mother Mary. May we pray for our mothers this day, and be sure, especially you children, to thank your mothers for all that they have done for you. May God bless you. And with that, I ask all moms to please stand for the special Mother's Day blessing. Dear Lord, we ask you to pour forth your Holy Spirit upon these mothers gathered in our midst, looking to the example of our Blessed Mother Mary and relying on her prayers and help. May they always strive to be holy women, faithful spouses, and faithful mothers, so that they may bring their children entrusted to their care closer to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. May you reward their self-giving love by allowing them one day to rejoice in the heavenly kingdom. And may your blessing now come down upon them, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and remain with them forever. Amen. And let us all stand now and profess our faith. I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen.